Great to be with you on this Saturday morning. It is time for the Interstate Hour. We'll preview the meeting at Rose Hill with Lizzie Jelfs and the great David Gately. Then we'll catch up with Bart Sinclair to look at Ipswich Cup Day. Of course, there's a few features there as the carnival heads to Ipswich in Queensland, the Eyeliner Stakes and the Gay Waterhouse Classic for the mares. And we'll also catch up with Nadia Horn to look at Murray Bridge. Harry White previews the meeting at Donald. Peter Antonis, we'll catch up with him. We'll give his tips there for that Belmont Guineas meeting across there in the west. We'll try and find a winner there at Melton tonight. I think we can find a couple of favourites that should get the job done there and a bit of a multi. And also Georgie Ferrugia will join me for an update there and his tips for the meeting there at the Meadows tonight in the Dogs. But let's welcome in the team to kick off proceedings here for this hour as we preview Rose Hill. David Gately, welcome back.
Good to be back.
And Lizzie Jell, she's had a wonderful campaign here. This is her last Saturday before she goes for a little bit of a spell, and then she'll be back probably on the eve as we get ready for a big spring. Lizzie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Have you already booked your holiday, ready to go?
You must be excited. I don't think you're going too far, but just a nice break with the kids will be just the medicine that we need.
All right, we're back at Rose Hill today, Lizzie, and track conditions there on a heavy eight, and the rail's out 7 metres.
Yes, that's right, and we've got some rain that is predicted after 12 o'clock, so if that rain arrives, it's going to have a pretty big impact on today's racing.
Were you expecting this, Gator?
Look, I was working on a top-end sort of soft track, but just look at the radar before. It looks pretty ominous, doesn't it?
Yep, so we'll probably get a heavy track. It's already a heavy eight. So that'll be the story there at Rose Hill, and we might have a look at this first race. For the two-year-olds over the 1,500 metres, Armour Force is a scratching, which is the seven. Raging Bull at $6. Verbeck at $4 is the market leader. Then you have Deficit at $5. 100 Proof at $6.50. Royal Zell at $4.80. My Snow Queen at $6. So Diggs the Ruffy here. And the only horse really over double figures, Gator at $16.
Yeah, look, it's obviously a tough one, isn't it? I think we all liked what we saw from Raging Bull's debut. He went through the line beautifully. He didn't quicken at all. But then that last 100 metres, and then, as I say, over and through the line, I think he'll certainly win races off that. He only gets next to 100 metres, but perhaps that's a query. Vivek lost on Protest Hawkesbury, then made Volcanic Rockwork to beat him at Eagle Farm. Now, that two-year-old was beaten narrowly in Saturday class prior to that. 100 Proof had some good backing last time, and, it was quite a good effort in the same race as Raging Bull. And Royal Zell was the one they backed heavily, but ended up in a terrible spot. It could be the big improvement if you're an SP profile market mover sort of follower. 1, 2, 4, 5.
So 1, 2, 4, and 5 there for Gator. Do you have an opinion on these two-year-olds, Lizzie?
Yeah, I think it's a very open race. There's a number that can win. I thought My Snow Queen with the claim down the bottom for Tyler Schiller and John Sargent had a chance. I thought she ran home nicely last start behind Vern, who I have quite an opinion of. So I would be looking at her to be running quite well in this type of race. I thought 100 Proof presented well in the yard. Just probably needed that run this way just to become a bit more tractable. I do think he's going to be a better three-year-old, but I do like the way that he found the line. And I thought the 2 and the 3 also had a chance in this race. But it is a very open race on the card, but we'd go with the 8.
All right, then. So Gators with Raging Bull and Lizzie with My Snow Queen there in the first race at Sydney. Let's have a look at the second race, Benchmark 72, over the 1,800 metres. Olympic Class, the 5, is out along with Mr. G. Crystal Pegasus at $5.50, but this former import galloper, Wicklow, who's unbeaten this preparation at $1.50. Power Me Up at $7, Red Santa at $7 as well, Gator. Is Wicklow a $1.50 chance in your eyes?
Well, I mean, there doesn't look to be a whole lot of depth to the opposition. With respect, is he looking for further? I guess that's a possible. But you have to like the strength of both those wins the last time. Coming off a moderate tempo, he produced a really strong last 600 figure. There were gaps behind. He stays down in the weight. Red Santa, interestingly, has a 2 kilo swing and was 4/100ths of a second quicker the last 200 than Wicklow. So, you can make a case that he can win if he's not looking for 2,000 metres himself. Crystal Pegasus returned gelded at Warwick Farm and hit the line with 60 kilos. and made good ground Warwick Farm in a blanket go. But the race is rated okay, and Viren's in the mix. Four deserves to be favourite. I guess it's up to you at that sort of quote, isn't it? 7-1-2 dangers.
Have you been impressed with his former import in Wicklow, Lizzie?
Yeah, well, considering he's pretty much 6 months behind everyone else, he's definitely done an amazing job since he's arrived here, and he doesn't look as though he's going backwards when I last saw him when he won it at Rosehill Gardens. So I think that he deserves to be favourite. I suppose it depends on how the day pans out. If that rain comes, we should have that rain by the second race. So I'll just be looking to see how all of these parade. But I agree with Gator. He does have the right form to be the favourite, but it's all about how far you want to go with him.
All right, then race number three is the Highway over the 1,200 metres. A few scratchings here. Scratch the 1, 4, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. We have Underground Music at $4.40. Kattegat at $8. Cavalier Charles is the favourite. It was winning first up. McDonald Rides for Matty Dale at $2.20. And then Cantazaro's at $6.50. And Fangala down the bottom there at $7. Gator, how have you worked out the Country Gallopers?
It's a different race. All those scratchings, isn't it? Underground Music, look, he ran down a key rival in Patino Ruby here fresh. And he's building a really good record. In fact, if you delete the 1,400-metre misses, her overall record is 6 starts, 3 wins, 2 placings. I just don't think she runs 1,400 out. So, look, Cavalier Charles, the favourite, he's going to be hard to beat. Really, top return. Wasn't it a narrow off a slow start? Won by 3.5, sort of running away. 11.52 home, was top 5 rated all day. And the overall time, good, well and truly above the class average. 8, Chanzino, and the 15, Fangella, in the mix now that they've the race has thinned out. 5, 7, 8, 15 now.
All right, then, with these Country Gallopers, do you have an opinion here, Lizzie?
Yeah, look, I always like when Matt Dale brings his horses to down and having a look at his replays, Cavalier Charles, James McDonald, Matt Dale, it's usually a good combination. I think that the favourite will be hard to beat in the Highway, number 7.
All right, then, so around $2.20 with the tap. Let's have a look at race number 4 over the 2,000 metres. Maid of Vaux is a scratching here, the 4. Crystal Pegasus, the 7, comes out, along with the 11, Champagne Vega. We have La Key in the former import for James Cummings and Timmy Clark at $2.60 and $1.30. Monsieur Sisu at $7.50. Prince of Aragon at $6.50. No Compromise in good winning form for Waller and McDonald at $3.50. And that basically says it all, Gator, with the horses under double figures. I know Ronnie was keen on Lakeen. What have you made of his form since coming to Australia?
He's been really good. He didn't have much like a Canterbury behind Dr. Dependable. That horse then went down swinging with Monsieur Cecius, so the form ties in nicely, chasing a pretty good three-year-old in Achiever. Achiever was too tough for him, but that a subsequent winner in No Compromise behind him, and there was a gap to 4. So he's certainly in a mixed team. I thought Monsieur Cecius was just went up the wrong price. He's a really good wet tracker. He's going to be in front here for a long, long way, I think. I think Tab went up $14. I think that was just a mistake. Look, he had no weight last time, true, but his run was terrific. He worked to lead, and then he was attacked 800 metres from home. He shook them all off and was only run down late. He won't get that sort of torrid run this time. Going to give you a great sight. Lakeen, an obvious danger. No Compromise. Back to 2000 is a query. Rail 7 metres, but he's obviously in the game. Lakeen does a 4.5 kilo swing on him, though. Prince of Aragon, another one going well. 2-1-6-3, me.
All right, then. So 2-1-6-3 there for Gator. Lizzie, what have you made of Lakeen? Do you think he's improving at every time he heads to the races?
Yeah, he certainly is. He has actually taken a very long time to get to where he is now, and I think he had quite big expectations because his first ever trial was very impressive. He sat back, hit the line well, but he just he's not as seasoned as a few of these horses that overseas horses that come into the system, and he took a long time to really start glowing, and he had a bit of a ruddy coat on him all the way through. So the last run, I thought that was the best I've seen him, and then obviously we haven't seen him since the 15th of May. He's had a trial to keep him ticking over, and he has needed a bit of toughen up racing, and I think today is the day where he can really show his true worth in a race that probably lacks a lot more depth than his last race did behind Achiever. Monsoor Sisu has come back in terrific order. I don't think there's a massive margin between the two of these horses. He's probably come back another level from last preparation. He's been very consistent all the way through. He looks great, and he is an out-and-out wet tracker. So between the two of them, I think they've got a pretty good hold on the race, and obviously No Compromise has been going well. He is a consistent galloper. But I like Lakeen from Monsoor Sisu, but I could see both of them winning this race.
All right, then. Monsoor Sisu, good push from the team there. $7.50, so it's had good support, as Gator pointed out. They probably put up the wrong price there at $14. Race 5, benchmark 72 over the 1,100 metres. Scratch the 4 and the 14 here. We have Nicole Beagle, $4.60. Irish Angel at $7.50. Fast Coney's the favourite at $3.80. Sally's Day at $6 here. And then we go down to Miss J Fox Gate around the $10 quote.
Yeah, look, I'm with Nicole Beagle here. Dominant late Warwick Farm. Fresh, ran good time. Won easily second up last trip, prep beating Stoical. Now, that horse was back in third. It ties in with a few key rivals here. And he actually won 4 of his last 5, handled any track. Miss J Fox, I just don't think he ran the 12.50 out 2 runs ago. Went back at 1,100 Gosford. She led. She kept running despite the 60 kilos here. She might lead, might be a leader's track. Fast Coney set off a small field last time. Was too good, beating Invincible Lad, who that horse had just chased. Nicole Beagle, so that ties in nicely too. And Irish Angel, next best. 1.11.5 and 3.
All right then, Lizzie. This is an interesting race. A few chances here.
Yeah, a few chances. They've come. A few of these horses have come through the midweeks as well. Nicole Beagle, he won at Warwick Farm last start. I won the same meeting, and Fast Coney won at Canterbury last card. And I think Fast Coney's had the blinkers on for the first time and was able to get the job done. And I reckon that's going to give him a huge amount of confidence. I've always liked him all the way through, and he's a horse that I'll be having a good look at today. Nicole Beagle has come back a lot stronger. So that first up win was impressive. It was expected, and he can definitely go on with it. Of the others, I'm interested to see how Sally's Day presents. She's got no trial under her belt, but she's quite a lightly framed filly who doesn't carry a great deal of condition. I should say mare, who doesn't carry a great deal of condition. So I can understand why they haven't given her a trial, but she can sprint well fresh.
All right, then. So Lizzie doesn't mind the 5 here. Which, of course, is the 5 is Fast Coney, yeah, for Waller and McDonald. And Gator, keen on the 1, the Beagle, to hopefully get the job done there. Nicole Beagle around that $4.60 quote. Let's have a look at race 6, benchmark 78 over the 1,300. Scratch the 2 Bullets and the 4 Smart Image. And Tim's Principle, the 13, comes out as well. Count to Rupee, the 3's at $7.50. Royal Banquet at $7.50. We have Taxu at $6.50. And then the favourite, Tycoonist, from an inside gate at $2.60. Papel Warrior at $6.50 as well, Gator. Are you with this favourite?
Yeah, with the scratchings, I am. I'm left with Tycoonist on top. Made really good ground. There's no match for Gravina. That horse won well again. They ran really fast time. Then was an absolute moral beating last time. Gate 2, interesting. You know, obviously, she's not going to be right up on speed. However, when she was fourth up last prep, he was able to box seat here, and he won. Can't do Rupee, outclassed in the Fred Best. There's only 5 legs off Ayrton. Did win a 78 race prior to that. Paper Warriors just stuck on 1 win. It was a good chase at Warwick Farm last time. That's obviously ties in the Zella form. And Matteo Carpe, there was big money for this horse last time. Didn't have a ton of luck. I'm not completely sold yet. But in the mix, 12-3, 14-11.
All right, then, is his favourite ready to win this preparation, Lizzie, Tycoonist?
You would hope so. Definitely knocking at the door the way that it's been racing and gets the steering of James McDonald, so it's going to get every opportunity to win this race. I quite like the horse that Gator mentioned at the end, Matawa Tapi. I thought that he presented well first up into the campaign. He didn't have a great deal of luck, and I think that if he gets an ounce of luck, he's a terrific each grade chance, the 11.
All right, then. So the 11, I think we can get around $12 and $3.10 for the Bjorn Baker Train Galloper. So Gator with the 12 from the 3, 14 and 11, and Lizzie doesn't mind the 11 each way. Race 8 is the Macau Cup. This is the feature, a listed event over the 2,000 metres. Scratch the 1, so you win. And the horses down the bottom, of course, the 13 and the 14, Monsoor Sisu, races in one of the earlier races. Stockman at $5. We'll go down from the top here because it's an open race. Wugok, $6. Yonkers, it's at $5.50. The Lord Mayor, $12. Parry Sound at $5.50. Stockman at $5. Brutality at $10. And Approach Discreet at $5 here, Gator.
Yeah, look, I think Approach Discreet's ready to win. It's going really well, this prayer. Flew late with a big weight here last time. The winner won again. Wants all of 2,000 metres, drops to 53. Did win well here last November. Beat Parry Sound that day. Of course, a key rival here with 59 kilos. Can they run on? Well, we'll know by race 7. Yonkers, well, he's the definition of flying. Great chase, great win at Caulfield. Beat a subsequent winner. Early work was really costly at Wagga. I think with Even Lucky, he wins that as well. And Spirit Ridge, Park of Glory behind him, came out and won or ran really well. The latter's actually beaten Zaki. Parry Sound must have a case. Stockman in the mix. I just wasn't sure coming back to 2,000 metres. And he's come up favourite at those early prices. 12, 3, 6 and 8 for me.
All right then, Lizzie. These horses know each other pretty well.
They do. It's a field of horses that love the wet as well. So I think if you like something and it gets a tick from the yard, I wouldn't be perturbed putting it into any selections that you've got. I thought the 11 Brutality, I'm going to the well again with him. Backing up, does love the wet tracks. Obviously, he's got to find a passage from back in the field. But I think he was just ridding it a little bit too close last start. No fault of James Innes Jr. He was drawn inside, so he utilised that gate. But he's better just being ridden really coldly, and he's got a terrific turn of foot, and he loves the wet. So I'm going with him one more time. If the rain comes and it's an absolute quagmire, the best wet tracker in the field is the 2 Wugok. So make sure you keep him safe.
All right, then 11, if the rain comes, 2 there for Lizzie. Race number 8 is for the mares over the 1,300 metres, a 78 handicap race. You can scratch the 2, 5, 6, 10 and 16 here. Bellucci Babe at $6.50. Cataline looks tough to beat at $2.25. Rock My Wand at $6.50. And Expat at $5.50 here, Gator.
Well, Cataline was a brilliant return winner at the Kenzo Trek. She was off 63 weeks. He said trial well leading into that and did it against the boys with 58. Look, a month off here is probably a win because we know horses can be sort of flat, inverted commas, second up off a long break. But I'm trusting the stable. As I said, I like the gap between runs. She's back to her own sex here. At least she's got better wins in her than a 78. Luna Tramp, this one went up $41, and I think that's worth a bet. Ran ninth, but liked her run in the Hawkesbury Crown. She was really doing nice work late and given no hope last time back to the 1100. Again, she was spotted doing really nice work late. Now she gets to 1,300. So if Cadlin is a bit flat, second up, she might be a good roughy winner there. Bluechie Babe's going well. If she can run 1,300 out, she can win. And that's the query. Expat looks the leader. Check the track by 7, 9, 1, 15.
All right then, Lizzie, what are you doing here?
Yeah, favourite looks hard to beat, doesn't she? I suppose it's how forward in condition she is after that gap between runs. You know, that is a pretty big mare, so I'll be having a good look at her. But if all's well, then she's going to be very hard to beat. I also have to throw in Expat, though. She ran really well last start. She's the leader. If she gets complete control and the track, you know, you're not able to make up a lot of ground, she's going to be hard to get past.
All right, in the final race, benchmark 78 over the 1,500. Elaborate, the 1 is out, along with the horses down the bottom there, 15, 16, 17. And 18, we've got Criminal Code, $6.50. Steely at $6. Oscar Zulu at $4.80. Warrieri Falls is the favourite at $3.20 here, Gator.
Yeah, look, it was a really nice finale from this horse first up off a strong speed. Box seated here last time and made great house work to beat him. And then gets a nice, good, you know, nice economical run again. Criminal Code, what a fabulous return from him. Way back, on-pace race, worst part of the track yet, zooms home. Wants all the 1,500, proven second up. Just don't know where they get to from the gate. The track pattern, well, we know by now that's probably the key to the race for that horse. Oscar Zulu, certainly a lucky win last time, but, you know, you take it if you back him. And Milkman, positive signs last time. He's hard to catch, though. And Steely must have a case through the same worry forms. Form 12, 4, 8 and 2.
12, 4... 8 and 2. The milkman is usually hard to catch, Lizzie. What about your on top selections here?
I've played around with a few numbers. I thought Badush had a bit of improvement from that last start run. behind Dream Circle, so I'll put him on top. From the seven, Steely, who's been racing consistently, he'll give you a good shout. And Accountability, again, who's a big improver fitness-wise. So I'm just going for the horses that have improved, that I suggest will improve into their second up runs, and that was mainly Badoosh and Accountability.
I like that. So Badoosh at $21 might have something each way. There will be your best for the day, Lizzie.
Well, I'm going to kick it off in the first race when we know exactly what the track will be like. So I say my Snow Queen is the best for me, race one, number eight.
All right, then around $6.50. Enjoy your break. We've loved having you on RSN 927 with our previews, Lizzie. And we look forward to catching up with you in a few weeks' time.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
Good on you. There's Lizzie Gell from Sky Racing. And Gator, your best?
Yeah, again, we've got an odds on top. He landed on Gravina last week. In fairness to us, you know, black figures earlier in the week, but into pretty skinny now, Wicklow, $1.50. So anyway, we have to stick. Can't change our tips. But I will throw in an extra one at a bit of value. It's race four, number two, Monsieur Sisu. I think he'll give you a great sight here. And, you know, I think even though that price is halved from Wednesday night, I still think he can run well for us. Quaddy-wise, at Rosehill, well, track pattern's going to be important, but the first leg, race six, Tycoonist, Count de Rupee and Paper Warrior, 12, 3 and 14. We're going to go Approach Discreet, Yonkers, Parry Sound, 12, 3 and 6. We're going to go Catlin, Luna Tramp, the Ruffy, Bellucci Babe and Expat, the leader, 7, 9, 1 and 15. And coming home with Wari Falls, Criminal Code, Oscar Zulu and the Mighty Milkman, 12, 4, 8 and 2.
All right then, the Milkman owes me a lot of money, Gator. Hopefully it's his day-to-day.
Well, if you get the time and the quality, all is forgiven.
All right, mate, we appreciate that. Enjoy your day and hopefully you back plenty of winners. Do you have anything outside of Sydney and Melbourne today that you're keen on, or are you just concentrated on those two meetings?
Oh, and I've done the form for Adelaide as well. I think Pearl Bandit can win again, mate, at the best in the City of Churches.
All right, then, Pearl Bandit there in Adelaide. Love your work, Gator. Enjoy your day and we can catch up with you on Sky Racing 1 as well.
Indeed. Thanks, mate.
All right, then. Always great to catch up with David Gately and Lizzie Gels looking at that meeting at Rosehill.